Welcome to the Joyful Journey podcast, where we embark on a quest for clarity and cultivate lives filled with love, joy, and purpose. I'm Anita Adams, your host and fellow traveler on this path of self-discovery. If you've ever found yourself longing for clarity or searching for ways to make a positive impact in our world, then you've come to the right place. Together, we'll tap into the power of inner wisdom, access our highest selves, and unleash boundless joy. By doing so, we not only elevate our own lives, but also contribute to heightening the collective consciousness. Join me as we dive deep into conversations, insights, and practices that light the way on our joyful journey. Hey, Joyful Journeyer, Anita Adams here, your host. And today we are going to talk about the art of embracing the struggle and not giving up. Let me start by asking you, do you have a dream that you are currently pursuing? It could be a big dream about how you want to be of service to others in the world. Or it could be something smaller and more personal, like a dream to learn how to paint, or a dream to travel to some exotic place around the world. Here's what I firmly believe, and I would love you to consider. We are meant to have dreams, big and small. Dreams help shape who we become. They are the spiritual breadcrumbs that lead us to the best version of who we are. Now lean into this belief, even for just a moment, and ask yourself, if dreams are spiritual breadcrumbs leading you to the best version of you, are you doing everything you can to follow that trail? And when that trail leads up a steep and challenging section, do you sidestep or get off the trail altogether? I recently read a book by Brendon Burchard, High Performance Habits, where he shares that most people today expect comfort and convenience, quick fixes and the magic pill. According to Brendon, we have been conditioned to run away from struggles, to quit anything that is uncomfortable and move towards things that are easy. He argues that we have lost the art of embracing struggle, and in so doing, jeopardize ever being able to realize our dreams. People quit marriages, quit jobs, quit friendships, quit pursuing their dreams because it gets hard. Now, I'm not saying there isn't a time to leave some things. An abusive marriage, for instance, should be quit. But a troubled marriage is another thing entirely. And those dreams we chase, we should never, never quit on them. That doesn't mean our dreams won't change. In fact, they most likely will change. They will evolve as you follow your dreams. New paths will appear. If you feel the tug of the heart to go down a different path, that's the spiritual breadcrumb you are looking for. Pay attention. Pay attention to those tugs of the heart. Regardless of the dream and if it changes or not, the underlying desire of wanting something more for one's life is always there, and we should never, ever give up on that. We should never give up on ourselves. Instead, embrace the struggle that is inevitable with following dreams. And truly, there will be challenges in the pursuit of your dreams because it is those challenges that make us stronger, more resilient, more confident, wiser. Those challenges play a significant role in shaping who we become. Once you come to terms with that and accept that the struggle is inevitable, you are halfway there. The other half of the equation is believing in yourself. This, in fact, is often the biggest challenge or hurdle to overcome. Without that belief in you, it becomes really easy to give up when things get tough. The good news is you can build up your belief in yourself. I did. I used to be so full of self-doubt. I would see other people doing great things and being so confident, it would make me cry. Literally, I would weep for myself because I didn't believe I could ever be like those other people who were so full of self-confidence and boldly going after what they wanted. I told myself I wasn't smart enough or talented enough or connected enough or confident enough or whatever enough. I was constantly putting myself down. Although I've always chased my dreams, my lack of belief in myself held me back from fully realizing many of them or suffering greatly while pursuing them. My confidence and belief in myself today, however, is strong. I still have work to do, and truthfully, I really enjoy that work, learning how to love and believe myself and how to be the best version of myself is how I'm living into my dream today. It's the work I do with others, and it's so rewarding. What I've learned through my work and through the guidance of my spiritual teachers is that when you love and believe in yourself, you find courage to push past previously self-imposed barriers. When you love and believe in yourself, you stay stuck in when things get uncomfortable. And when you love and believe in yourself, you don't worry about what other people think or say. So how did I go from being that girl who cried because she didn't think she was enough to standing tall and proud and believing that I am worthy and truly capable of achieving great things? Aside from working with some truly wonderful coaches and mentors, I did three things consistently. One, I journaled every morning, and I journaled in a very specific way. The journaling practice I coined and teach my clients now is something called the possibility pages. I've shared this before in other episodes, so I won't go too much into it here. But in essence, this is a stream of consciousness style of writing about the future version of you, but writing in present tense using I am statements. In doing this, you reprogram your beliefs about yourself and you find opportunities to step into being the person you wrote about being. If you want to learn more about this practice, listen to episode number 13 titled Self-Worth and the Possibility Pages. Doing the possibility pages was a transformative practice for me, and it could be for you too. The second thing that I did that you can also do and that will significantly boost your love and belief in yourself is to go for mindful walks in nature. I know, that's my thing. Sometimes it will feel counterintuitive to take time out of your busy day to go for a walk, but this time will calm your mind and lead you to find creative solutions to any challenge you are facing, even how to navigate that steep slope that will take you to your dreams. This time in nature will give you clarity of mind that will help you stay the course. It will also help you better see those spiritual breadcrumbs when the path becomes clouded. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of this step in finding strength, resilience, and belief in self to not give up on your dreams. And the third and final thing that you can do that will make a huge difference in helping you build belief in yourself so you stay the course and don't give up on your dreams is to surround yourself with people who believe in you, who support you, and who also believe in themselves. There's a saying that you are the product of the five people you spend the most time with. So do an inventory of who you are investing time with. Do they believe in you? Do they lift you up and encourage you? And equally important, do they believe in themselves? Find people who model this behavior and invest time with them. All right, to quickly recap, dreams are spiritual breadcrumbs leading you to the best version of you. It's your job to follow those breadcrumbs and not give up on your dreams, even when the terrain becomes challenging. Building love and belief in yourself is the way forward. And how you can do that is by journaling using the possibility pages method, going for mindful walks in nature, and surrounding yourself with people who lift you up, believe in you, and believe in themselves. If you need further guidance on how to develop this belief in yourself so you become unstoppable in the pursuit of your dreams, check out my coaching programs. I now also offer group coaching programs, which provide a beautiful opportunity to connect with a small group of like-minded individuals who can become part of your support network. You can find out more on my website at joyfulinspiredliving.com. All right. Thanks for tuning in, Joyful Journeyer. May you find deep love, belief, and joy in yourself and in the pursuit of your beautiful dreams. We'll catch you next time. Thank you for joining us on the Joyful Journey podcast. We hope today's episode has sparked something special within you. If you resonated with any part of today's show and you're eager to explore further, visit joyfulinspiredliving.com. There, you'll discover additional resources designed to help you unlock the power of inner wisdom and create a life aligned with your highest self. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter and receive a complimentary download of our 3 guiding principles to inner wisdom. These principles serve as a roadmap to clarity, confidence, well-being, and joy. If you have any questions or simply want to connect, reach out. I always enjoy engaging with fellow joyful journeyers like you. Until next time, wishing you joy, love, and inspiration.